The 10th day of the blessed month of Amshir. The martyrdom of Saint Philo, Bishop of the Persians. On this day, Saint Philo, the Bishop of the Persians, was martyred at the command of the Persian Emperor. The Emperor had tried to force Bishop Philo to worship fire and to kneel to the sun in the sky that the Persian Emperor worshipped. When Saint Philo refused to obey the orders of the Emperor and stood fast in his faith in the Lord Christ, the Emperor had him tormented with different types of tortures. And finally, he ordered that the bishop be beheaded, and thus Saint Philo received the crown of martyrdom. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, Saint Eustace, the son of Emperor Numerian, was martyred. He was a prince and a high-ranking army commander. When Saint Eustace, also called Saint Justice, returned victoriously from the war against the Persians, he found that his father had died, and Diocletian had married the sister of Eustace and had become emperor. When the nobles of the empire met together to enthrone Eustace as emperor, he refused, for he preferred the heavenly kingdom over that of the earthly kingdom. After a while, Diocletian abandoned the faith of the Lord Christ and worshipped the idols. When Eustace objected to what Diocletian had done, Diocletian had him seized, and his wife Theoclia and his son Abele, and sent them to Alexandria to be tortured there, away from their country and their people. When they arrived in Alexandria, the governor tried to persuade them to worship the idols, but they refused, declaring their steadfastness in their faith in the Lord Christ. The governor sent Saint Eustace to Ancina, and Abele, his son, to Basta, and the wife, Theoclia, to Sa' el-Hagar. And there, the family was tortured and then beheaded, and they all received the crowns of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day in the year 450 A.D., the great saint, ascetic and scholar, Anba Isidore of Pelusium, departed. Pelusium was the name for what became El Farama, which is near modern-day Port Said. He was born in Alexandria in the year 370 A.D. to a large family. He was related to the saints Pope Theophilus, the 23rd Patriarch of Alexandria, and to Pope Cyril I, the 24th Patriarch. His parents raised him up with a Christian upbringing and taught him the church subjects. When he grew up, he learned the Greek language and its literature, which he excelled in and surpassed many. Saint Isidore became a scholar in many subjects, such as philosophy, history, and logic. However, he remained a humble ascetic. He fled away from the glory of the world and became a monk in one of the monasteries in the region of El Farama. Then he moved to the region of Pelusium to live a life of solitude and asceticism. His monastic conduct was purely evangelical, inclined to simplicity, and caring for the inward adornment of the soul with virtues. Saint Isidore was interested in his seclusion to interpret the Holy Scriptures, and he wrote many commentaries on the Old and the New Testaments. He also wrote powerful letters to many of the emperors, patriarchs, bishops, and monks. These epistles are estimated to number about 2,000. The gifts of the Holy Spirit were abundantly clear in his writings, and when he reached a good old age, Saint Isidore departed in peace and went to the Lord whom he loved. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.